Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries will be acquiring additional unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly called drones, to, among other things, stem illicit fishing in Jamaica's marine space. We tell you more in today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that persons scheduled to pick up their passports between Wednesday, May 20 and Friday, May 22 should do so at the Police Officers Club on Hope Road instead of the agency's head office on Constant Spring Road. Please remember to take along your receipt. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Jamaica is said to be one of the most overfished countries in the Caribbean and Latin American region, and is currently a net importer of fish and fish products, with imports placed at $135 million. The fishing industry in Jamaica is also confronted with the degradation of reefs due to human and environmental impacts.
Given the continued rapid and drastic decline in marine fishery due to environmental degradation by natural disasters and poachers, consideration was given for the use of unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as UAV, as a force multiplier via increased law enforcement presence within Jamaican maritime jurisdiction.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellio. Unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones, are either controlled by pilots from the ground or autonomously following a pre-programmed mission. The government will be acquiring additional drones following the completion of 5 test flights of unmanned aerial vehicles aimed at curbing illicit fishing in Jamaica's maritime space.
Jamaica has now moved closer to monitoring our seas and our fisheries industry with drones. The protocols have been tested for the safe and efficient deployment of drones to better monitor Jamaica marine space and detect and deter illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing in the island's fishing territory.
The pilot project was conceptualized to facilitate unmanned aerial vehicle operations, test drones as well as their live video feed capabilities within the marine environment, detect and deter poachers, and assist with search and rescue missions.
Having tested the protocols for the safe and efficient deployment of drones from the Pedro Keys, our next step is to work closely with the Ministry of National Security with a view of identifying and sourcing drones with longer endurance so as to increase our reach as well as law enforcement presence within the island's maritime jurisdiction.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. The next step in the process also involves the selection and training of persons to operate the drones with law enforcement agencies in a seamless manner.
Initially, we will have persons within the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, and specifically the Fisheries Division, being trained how to operate the drone. So we will continue the testing process quietly and discreetly within the maritime area.
Chief Executive Officer of the Fisheries Division, Lieutenant Commander Paul Wright.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, undertakes research on national development issues, engages in stakeholder consultations to guide the decision-making process, and maintains a national socioeconomic library. The major publications include the Economic and Social Survey Jamaica, Jamaica Survey of Living Conditions, and the Economic Update and Outlook. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Empty your purse in your head.
And this means an investment in one's own education is the best way to go. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.